My little dream of convergence. On the last day of the old year, kids were granted the power to come up with a name for our newly united world. It all started a long time ago. It was about not repeating history's mistakes, a newly found emphasis on not committing the sins of our grand-grand-grandfathers. Young people began rejecting jury duty by recognizing poverty as a mind-eating virus. When the judge asked if anybody couldn't serve, people would rise and say, "Virus of poverty." It meant that they were unable to take the oath, that they could not be an impartial juror, because they were convinced that universal basic income would prevent the defendant from committing the crime in the first place. The judges had their hands tied, but they loved to hear it, and it always restored their faith in the world. "I stand against the disproportionate mass incarceration of people made ill by the virus of poverty." Back in 2021, schools had to go online, and that exposed their weakness for all to see. People, and notably their future employers, lost interest in what organized education became. There was a shift toward self-organizing education where kids kept portfolios of their own paths through knowledge at their own natural pace. But it wasn't until the first paying school that things became clear for the youngest generation. The school replaced imaginary grades with real money that the children would learn to reason about and use. By rejecting the status quo and not settling on the irrelevant minimums, humanity increased her pace of progress, collective intelligence, and foresight. It took less than 20 years to get climate under control. It was the children of the people that grew up by questioning authority and status quo. Weapons manufacturing, profit optimization, economic fairy tales, greed, apathy, and hate all fell as the world united under the new name, Worldy McWorldface.